Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.
The liberal globalist order is at its brink and awakening a new conservative age. I'm Dr. Steve Turley. Join me every day as we discover answers to today's toughest challenges and explore the revitalization of conservative civilization. This is Turley Talks. Something's happening in our court system that we've simply never seen before. What happens when even liberal Supreme Court justices abandon their own colleague, all the while lower court left-wing judges go rogue? Make sure to stick with me to the very end of this video because we're going to see how left-wing judges have become so radical that even liberal justices on the Supreme Court are beginning to turn against them, which may indeed mark the final end of left-wing judicial activism once and for all. Hey gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, your Patriot Professor, here to help you make sense of the madness as the far left desperately tries to stop the unstoppable rise of a new conservative age all over the world that you are making possible. So if you want a front row seat each and every day on how you're changing the world in ways you never even imagined, make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button. The auto pen justice, Ketanji Jackson, whose appointment to the Supreme Court is currently going under enormous and well-deserved scrutiny, has just faced an unprecedented rebuke from her fellow justices. In her latest dissent, which have increasingly become really nothing more than unhinged meltdowns and temper tantrums, the auto pen justice accused her fellow justices of playing a game of Calvin Ball. Now, if you're not familiar with Calvin Ball, it was a game that made a recurring appearance in the comic strip Calvin and Hobbes, and the game had only one rule, that the rules could never be the same twice. So she made reference to this made-up game from Calvin and Hobbes where the rules constantly change. Now, what she was so upset about was the decision by the conservatives on the Supreme Court to allow the Trump administration to cut $783 million in NIH grants related to DEI programs. And Justice Otto Penn came out and openly accused her colleagues that they were making up legal rules simply so that they can benefit Trump. Now, this has been something that Otto Penn has been saying for quite a bit lately. She openly accused the Supreme Court of basically rubber stamping the Trump agenda. Talk about, you know, calling justices' integrity into question. But here's the kicker. She wrote this opinion, this scathing dissent, completely alone. Not even her fellow liberal justices, Sonia Sotomayor and Elena Kagan, would come anywhere near her and this dissent. And this isn't the first time she's been isolated like this. Jackson has been increasingly writing solo dissents, unable to get even her liberal colleagues to sign on. in multiple cases this term, Justices Sotomayor and Kagan have refused to join Jackson's most extreme language. Full stop, as she would say. Auto pen is becoming the judicial equivalent of that one person that makes everyone cringe at a family dinner conversation. And her fellow justices are starting to blatantly call her out on it. Now, if you recall, it was literally just a few weeks ago, this session, when Justice Amy Coney Barrett absolutely demolished Jackson, writing in the majority opinion that Jackson's legal arguments against the case that they were deciding at the time were, quote, at odds with more than two centuries worth of judicial precedent, not to mention the Constitution itself. They didn't even give a counter argument to Auto Pen. They found Auto Pen's position to be so patently and objectively absurd, they just dismissed it completely. And they actually, Barrett accused Jackson of being a mental moron. She pointed out that Jackson was flipping out over President Trump turning the presidency into an imperial presidency, while at the same time failing to see how Auto Pen was trying to turn the Supreme Court into an imperial judiciary. I mean, it was a stunning, unprecedented rebuke. The most devastating part? Barrett's critique was joined by all the conservative justices, essentially saying they have no respect for Jackson's legal reasoning whatsoever. One legal commentator even noted that Jackson's arguments almost seem to be political talking points rather than constitutional analysis. And, you know, speaking of rules being made up as we go along, let me tell you about some rules that are actually working for America right now and creating incredible opportunities for patriots who understand what's really happening. Gang, ever since Trump took office this year, the left has waged an all-out war against the president's economic strategies. Liberal economists claim Trump's tariffs would crash our economy, send us spiraling into recession. In April, CNN published an article stating Trump took the U.S. economy to the brink of a crisis in just 100 days. These charlatans all claimed that the tariffs were reckless, that inflation would skyrocket, unemployment would soar. But here's the thing. It's hard to argue with results. So now some of those same economists who were slamming Trump's tariffs are singing a very different tune. One even ended up saying President Trump may have outsmarted all of us. Since President Trump took office, tens of billions of dollars are being generated from tariffs, U.S. manufacturing's on the rise, and the stock market has reached all-time highs. Trump is literally reshaping the entire economy while these rogue judges try to block him at every turn. And this economic transformation is creating massive opportunities for patriots like us to finally take control of our financial future. I believe we truly are standing on the precipice of what will be known as America's golden age. The only question is, will you be an active participant, or will you sit on the sidelines watching everyone else build wealth while judges like Ketanji Jackson, Auto Pen, try to tear down everything we've accomplished? This is why I am so excited that our good friend Mark Wilburn of Neos Capital has agreed to host another Golden Age Summit for our viewers on Thursday, September 11th and Saturday, September 13th. Mark is a stock market expert who's been helping patriots build real wealth. You know, all year I've been hearing from our fellow viewers who went from knowing nothing about trading to building generational wealth for their families. People like James, who was sick of watching his mutual fund gain like just 6%. He went to one of Mark's summits, sent us a message, and he let us know his account went up by an astonishing 80% in just 6 months after applying what Mark taught. That's 80% versus 6. I mean, that's the kind of opportunity that exists in Trump's golden age. This live online event takes place Thursday, September 11th and Saturday, September 13th. Mark regularly charges $200 for this training, but as a favor to our viewers, he's doing it absolutely free. No charge for you at all. So what are you waiting for? Click on that link below or go to goldenagetraining.com. That's goldenagetraining.com right now to secure your spot. And let's join President Trump in building America's new golden age. Now, Jackson's isolation is just the tip of the iceberg. We are now getting word that lower court federal judges are staging an unprecedented rebellion against the Supreme Court. And it's literally threatening the entire constitutional order. Here are the shocking numbers. During Trump's second term, federal judges have issued 79 nationwide injunctions against his administration, more than half of all nationwide injunctions ever issued. Yes, you heard that right. Ever. And get this, 92% of these injunctions, of course, they come from Democrat-appointed judges. But it gets worse. We now have reports of 12 federal judges who recently spoke to NBC News anonymously, so 12 cowards, openly criticizing the Supreme Court for not backing them up when they ruled against Trump. You literally cannot make this stuff up. These lower court judges are upset that the Supreme Court thwarted their attempts to thwart Donald Trump's agenda. They're saying the quiet part out loud. One judge, I'm getting so upset. One judge is reported to have claimed they don't support us. They don't support our agenda. These lower court freaking activists disguised as judges are essentially admitting that they expect the Supreme Court to be partisan, always in their left-wing liberal favor. And of course, I understand why they, because that's the way the Supreme Court was for 40 years. That is, until the transformation in 2016 by Donald J. Trump, or in his first administration. I mean, things have gotten so out of control with these TDS-infected judges that Justices Neil Gorsuch and Brett Kavanaugh had to issue a very stern warning to the lower courts. It was an incredible rebuke. You, lower court judges, you may sometimes disagree with this court's decisions, but you are never, ever free to defy them. You can disagree, but you cannot defy. And that's, in effect, what they were doing. The Supreme Court had rendered decisions on the Trump agenda that the lower courts were essentially ignoring. And Gorsuch and Kavanaugh basically had to come out and remind them that they could indeed be held in contempt of court, and that would be the removal from their bench. That would be their removal from the bench. And so what these Supreme Court justices, primarily these conservative justices, are all reminding us of is this isn't just about legal disagreements. We're witnessing a constitutional crisis where unelected judges believe they can override the will of the American people who elected President Trump en masse. The Supreme Court recently ruled 6-3 that federal judges cannot issue nationwide injunctions to block presidential orders. Have you noticed they continue to do so? The Supreme Court was absolutely clear. A judge in Massachusetts cannot dictate Trump's tariff policies for the citizens of Texas. No federal judge has that power. That was a massive victory for executive power and democratic governance. And the Supreme Court has made it absolutely clear that they will indeed enforce that ban on nationwide injunctions. And that may involve holding certain lower court judges in contempt of court and removing them from their bench. But in the face of that, Ketanji Jackson, Auto Pen actually wrote a response that the court was allowing Trump to release a wrecking ball on the deep state, on the administrative state, by taking away these nationwide injunctions. And we can't allow that, can we? We can't allow the Trump administration to dismantle the administrative state. You're not allowed. So that's what nationwide injunctions prevent. Seriously, it's beyond insane the hubris of these left-wing activists disguised as judges, even those appointed by Auto Pen. What we've been seeing since January's inauguration is a coordinated effort by liberal justices to nullify Trump's electoral mandate through procedural warfare. They're not arguing the law. They're playing politics from the bench. And the beauty of it all, with Ketanji's lone rants and these lower judges whining and weeping, the beauty of it all is it's all for naught. It's all failing. It's all coming crashing down for them. We won. A new conservative age is indeed rising, and there's nothing these judicial wannabe tyrants can do to stop it. And it's all because of you. So, what do you think? Do you think Ketanji's going to work herself out of a job? What about these rogue lower court judges? Let us know in the comments below. You're the ones who ushered in the new golden age. We want to hear what you have to say. And as always, make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button for breaking news and analysis you're not going to hear anywhere else. Love you guys. God bless.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Turley Talks podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a 5-star review, and share this episode with your friends. Help us defeat the fake news media and rank as the number one news and commentary podcast all over the world. Come back again tomorrow for another episode celebrating the rise of a new conservative age.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water. Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.